You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Este é o Insomnia Radio Portugal. Welcome, this is Insomnia Radio Portugal, the 9th show, and this is a very special show. Basically, this is the most heaviest show I have ever done here at Insomnia Radio Portugal. And two other special things about this show: this is a special Halloween show, and also a special avant-garde management show. What I mean with all this is that as I am releasing this show the week before the Halloween day, I decided to play some heavy tracks for you, as normally we associate heavy metal music to the Halloween day. And Avant-Garde Management is an agency here in Portugal that has some heavy metal bands. I will play them for you for the next minutes. But first, this track is not by a band managed by Avant-Garde Management. These guys are called Phaser, and this song, Wake Me, is part of their promo EP from their album Kismet, which is their second album, and this track was taken from their promo CD, promo EP. There's a full-length album called Kismet, which is the second album by Phaser, I believe. I think it's the second album by Phaser. Anyway, they are really good rock and roll to listen, and I did had some great fun listening to this track. I hope you also enjoyed listening to this, guys. They are Phaser. They are from Lisbon. Of course, they are from Portugal. This is Insomnia Radio Portugal, the finest independent music from Portugal. As I said, a special show about Halloween and Avant-Garde Management music. Halloween, it's not a tradition here in Portugal. It's not a Portuguese tradition, though we celebrate, well, some people celebrate it here in Portugal. And it all started as a tradition in schools, as the English teachers used to celebrate this day on schools, doing contests and some activities, and all students would participate on it with parades or just paintings or even food associated to the Halloween tradition in Canada or the United States or anywhere else in the world that is related to English spoken to America or Canada, to the United States or America or Canada. And so soon as stores and restaurants started to notice the Halloween tradition in schools was a big thing, they also started to do their own activities related to Halloween. They started to do their own parties related to to Halloween, and stores would have special things about Halloween to be sold on that date, so everyone at school could have their Halloween party really nice. And soon Halloween tradition in schools started to be a Halloween tradition all over the place here at Portugal, especially in the Azores Islands, with dinners, lunch related to Halloween in restaurants. Stores are decorated with things related to Halloween, and ball and parties related to Halloween. Everywhere we see Halloween on these days. But as I said, Halloween is not really a Portuguese tradition. You all know that we don't have that trick-or-treat tradition. It's not a Portuguese thing. We have something related to this date that is more or less the thing you do. I mean you, Canadian or American people or everywhere or anywhere else in the world. We have something related to Halloween that happens on the 1st of November. And it's more or less like knocking on doors and asking for something, but I will talk about that later on this show. For now, let's listen to some Avant-Garde Management artists. The next song is called Me and You, is by Heaven Wood. It's from their album Redemption. They have a fourth album coming out. For now, let's listen to Me and You by Heaven Wood. We'll be right back. Yes, two tracks in a row. It's not normal here at Insomnia Radio Portugal. But yeah, I felt like playing these two tracks together. First, it was Heavenwood with a track Me and You. It's from their album Redemption. And now it was Dark Wings, Syndrome. And the track was called In Hates Part 1. And it's from their album Arcane. It's, as I said moments ago, it's artists managed by Avant-Garde Management, a Portuguese agency for heavy bands. I don't know if they do exclusively heavy bands, but for the moment, they only have hard rock or metal bands on their catalog. As I said, this in Portugal, we don't have the Halloween tradition. It's not it's not typical Portuguese tradition, but we have something related to Halloween, which happens. It's not related to Halloween, but it happens on the same time. It happens on the 1st of November, which is the day after Halloween. And on this day, people do go knock on the doors, do go from door to door and ask for something. And the tradition is to really ask for food. But of course, nowadays, we don't have that need. People are not that poor anymore. And the tradition nowadays, it's not to ask for food, but for candies, chocolates, or bubblegums, or even sometimes a little money to kids. But it started as an adult tradition several years ago. On the 1st of November, 1755, there was a big earthquake in Lisbon, the capital of Portugal, and many families stayed with no home, with no place to stay, and they didn't have food to eat, and so they decided to ask to the people that were still living in their houses and had something to eat, they decided to ask them to share a little of their food or with the family and their kids. And because this earthquake was really big earthquake in 1755 in Lisbon, and many people were had no place to stay, as I said. And so this tradition started like that on the 1st of November. So people would do that as a tradition. People with needs would do that, remembering the earthquake and asking people Pão por Deus, literally translating that would be bread for God. Of course, this bread here means food, so we could adapt that in English to food for God. So it was what people would ask, Pão por Deus. It started like that with poor people asking Pão por Deus, food for God, on the 1st of November, all because of that earthquake, that big earthquake in 1755. Let's go back to music. This time, Demon Dagger with the track Dust Moving Figures.
We'll be right back.
Track from avant-garde management artists, from an artist managed by avant-garde management agency. These guys were Demon Dagger. Dust Moving Figures is from their album Kane Complex. I have one more track for you. Normally, you know, Insomnia Radio Portugal, 2 in 2 weeks, 5 tracks of the finest independent music from Portugal with me, Rodrigo de Sá. Hosted from the Azores Islands, this show is one of the newest show on the Insomnia Radio family, and lots of things are happening at the Insomnia Radio family. We have that IR 24/7 station, which is a station of Insomnia Radio Portugal with Insomnia Radio, not Insomnia Radio Portugal, 24/7. It's our online station where you can listen to music every day, the best independent music every day, all week, all year, 24/7, IR 24/7. You can go to insomniaradio.net and find the best way to listen to this radio station. Other things happening, you will know that if you listen to every show. We are still waiting for some new shows that will born. Someday, yeah, we are waiting for them. For now, Insomnia Radio Portugal, one of the newest show. It still is for some more minutes, the 9th show of Insomnia Radio Portugal. Portugal.insomniaradio.net, it's the site, so you can check the show notes. If you want to buy music you are listening and you can't find them on your favorite online store, there's a good way to buy CDs. Contact directly the bands. They are normally keen to send you a CD by mail and sell the CD by mail. You would have to contact them directly. So, especially if you're not living in Portugal, it won't be too easy to find CDs on stores from these artists that I play here at Insomnia Radio Portugal. So once again, portugal.insomniaradio.net. Get in contact with the bands if you want to buy them their CDs. If you want normal MP3s, probably some of them are at your favorite online store. This is the end of the show. My name is Rodrigo de Sá. O meu nome é Rodrigo de Sá. Thank you for listening to Insomnia Radio Portugal. Obrigado por ouvirem o Insomnia Radio Portugal. one more artist by Avantgarde Management this time, and I forgot to load the track. I have to load it right now. The guys are called Miss Lava, and the track is, of course, if you're talking about Halloween, this is really about time to listen to Birth, Copulation, and Death. It's from their album Blues for the Dangerous. Miles, once again, thank you for listening to Sunray Radio Portugal. This is Miss Lava.